Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn how to recreate a RAM Trilogy chopped vinyl texture in Ableton Live 12. We'll slice a vintage vinyl phrase, shape its tonal and lo-fi character, and sequence the slices with a loose jungle swing so the result sits under drum and bass drums at about 174 BPM. You'll use only live stock devices, simpler or sampler, clip and groove editing, beat repeat, EQ8, saturator, grain delay, glue compressor, utility, reverb and echo, plus some practical resampling techniques. By the end, you'll have a playable instrument rack, a Swan MIDI clip, and a resampled audio loop ready for arrangement. What you'll build: a short, Swan-chopped vinyl texture in the RAM Trilogy style, pitch variation, dust and crackle character, and a loose jungle timing. An instrument rack created from slice to new MIDI track, a routed effects chain that sits in a D&B mix at 174, and a resampled audio version for easy layering. Before we begin, set your live set tempo to 174 BPM. Set global quantize to 1/16 while you edit. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Prepare the source and initial slice 1. Pick a vinyl style source, a short jazz or soul phrase, a vocal stab, or an organ chord. Drop the audio into an audio track. 2. Clean it up lightly. Add an audio effect rack chain with EQ8, high pass around 40 to 60 Hz and a gentle low shelf cut. Then add utility with gain around -1 to -3 dB to avoid clipping. Leave stereo as is. 3. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. In the dialog, pick a slicing preset that fits the material. Use warp markers or transient for transient phrases. For rhythmic chops, try 1/16 or 1/32 for tighter jungle stutters. Live will populate a drum rack with samplers. That's your chop instrument. B. Turn slices into a playable instrument and humanize 4. Open the drum rack chains. For each sampler, choose classic mode if you want more adser and filter control, or keep slice mode for exact slice start positions. Set a low-pass filter cutoff around 6 to 8 kHz with moderate resonance for body. Slightly reduce sample start on a few slices to remove clicky transients. Leave warping off unless you need to time stretch. 5. Group your favorite slices into an instrument rack chain, so you can control pitch and filter across multiple chops. Map handy macros, filter cutoff, pitch transpose, a slice randomizer or chain selector, and saturation amount. C. Create jungle swing with groove pool and MIDI editing 6. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip that triggers the drum rack slices across C1, C#1, and so on. Program a rhythmic motif on a 16th or 1/32 grid using 4/6 musical slices. 7. Open the groove pool and load a swing preset like swing 16th or swing 16 groove /16 t-shuffle. Drag it to your MIDI clip. Start with timing around 65-70% for jungle swing. Add random 6-12% and velocity 5-12% for small humanization. 8. If that still feels stiff, manually nudge the offbeats. Move even 16 THs forward by 10-20 ms or use clip timing envelopes to offset specific notes. Subtle manual nudges combined with the groove create that rubbery jungle push. D. Add pitch and slice variation 9. Pitch certain chops down by -2 to -7 semitones using a MIDI transpose macro or by editing MIDI notes. Automate pitch changes every couple of bars to create movement. Fast pitch drops and returns emulate sampler performance. 10. For stutters, add beat repeat either on a return or on the drum rack chain. Good starting settings: interval 1/16 or 1/32, grid 1/16 or 1/32, gate 1/32, 1/16, variation low, chance 20-50%. For precise control, program 1/32 MIDI repeats instead of relying only on beat repeat. E. Texture, dust, and lo-fi 11. Shape dirt and weight on the rack chain or returns. Add saturator with 2-4 dB of drive using an analog or warm mode, then redux slightly at 8-12 bits for grit. Use EQ8 to dip 1-2 kHz with a narrow Q and boost 200-400 Hz for warmth. 12. Add grain delay for microgranular smear. Wet around 8-15%, spray 0-20%, grain size small, about 5-15 ms, and pitch modulation tiny, plus slosh 0-5% for subtle texture. 13. For vinyl crackle, layer a short vinyl noise loop on its own audio track. High pass it around 4-6 kHz and keep the level low so it sits under the chops. Sidechain or duck it with a utility or compressor key to the chop hit so it breathes around the transients. F. Glue it together. Compression, width and reverb 14. Add glue compressor with medium attack 10-30 ms and medium release 0.20.6s. Aim for about 1.53 dB of gain reduction to glue the slices. 15. Control stereo width with utility at around 85-95%, so the texture doesn't wash the mix. For subtle movement, use a tiny auto pan or a very subtle chorus on a send rather than wide stereo smearing. 16. Use sends for atmosphere. Send a little to a long plate or hybrid reverb with a low pass on the send above 6-8 kHz and dry/wet around 10-20%. Add echo on a send with low feedback and quarter or eighth note times to emphasize the swing without drowning the dry hits. G. Resample and finalize. 17. When you're happy, resample by recording the output to an audio track. Route drum rack to a new audio track or record from resampling. Consolidate the recorded audio and use warp mode texture or repitch lightly if you need micro tuning adjustments. 18. Finish with final EQ and automation. Automate a high pass or the instrument rack filter cutoff over bars to create movement and keep the part interesting over time. Common mistakes to avoid: don't quantize everything. Too much snapping kills jungle swing. Use groove and small manual nudges. Don't overdo bit reduction or saturation. Use them for character, not destruction, especially when preserving vocals or harmonic clarity. Don't rub the whole chopped signal with heavy reverb. Use sends and low pass on reverb so the transients stay defined. Watch levels in context. Chop textures can mask drums and bass. Carve space with EQ inside, ching lightly to the kick or snare if needed. When transposing far, check for clicky or thin slices. Adjust sample start and filter when pitching more than about plus or minus 5 semitones. Pro tips: extract a groove from a drum loop and apply it to your chop clip for authentic jungle timing. Layer 2 chop instruments, one clean and tonal, one noisy and lo-fi. Pan them slightly apart for stereo depth. Automate short pitch drops over one or two bars to emulate sampler knob gestures. Move slices into sampler when you need multi-zone mapping, advanced pitch envelopes, or heavy pitching beyond plus or minus 6 semitones. Freeze and resize all these sections to create new chopped variations. Use the velocity MIDI effect to randomize velocities in a tight range to avoid machine gun uniformity. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 40 minutes. 1. Pick a 2-4-second vinyl phrase. 2. Slice a new MIDI track at 1/16 and build a 1-bar MIDI pattern using 4/6 slices. 3. Apply a live groove preset swing 16, set timing to about 68 and random to about 8. 4. Add saturator about 2 dB, redux at 10 bits, and grain delay with wet around 12% on the chain. 5. Automate a pitch macro to drop minus 5 semitones on beat 3 of bar 2. 6. Resample 4 bars to audio and add a short reverb send around 12-18%. Goal: a 4-bar swan chopped vinyl loop you could drop under a drum loop. Recap: you now have a concrete workflow to make a RAM Trilogy style chopped vinyl texture in Ableton Live 12. Slice to a drum rack, create a swan rhythm with groove pool and manual nudges, add pitch motion, velocity and stutter variation. Shape the lo-fi character with saturator, redux and grain delay, and blue, and place the texture with glue compressor, EQ and subtle sends. Resample your result for easy arrangement and continue iterating by extracting grooves from drum loops and creating layered variations. Quick workflow checklist: before you start, lock tempo at 174 BPM, set global quantize to 1/16 for editing, then switch quantize off while nudging notes. Duplicate and hide a backup of your original audio. Always keep an untouched copy. Slice once, then remap and reshape slices. Export intermediate resamples if you want to branch versions. Final note: focus on tiny timing shifts, musical distortion, and short pitch gestures. Those imperfect human elements give the chopped vinyl texture the life and swagger that sit perfectly under jungle and drum and bass drums. Good luck, and have fun experimenting.